Yeah, what's when you looked at the Bears, what's jumped out at you since that first meeting?
Well, I think that when you look at the Bears, and again, remembering back to when we played them, they've got an outstanding front seven. They're big. They're physical. When it's time to throw the ball, they're excellent at pass rushing, the quarterback. And then they play a good, solid, scheme on in the back end. So, you know, they play a lot of zone-type coverages, but they do find a way to be tight on the corners as well. And then when they do try to pressure you, you know, they probably don't pressure as much as some teams. They're very effective by when they do it.
Does Hicks still move around like he did in that first game? I know he had a sack over the nose. He had a sack there.
Yeah, he's a force inside. You know, they certainly have, you know, McPhee and Young on the edges, and then he's become a real force inside, which makes their front, you know, very challenging. He's had an outstanding year, and he moves around well. He's got a heck of a lot of tackles, and he can pass rush as well.
You mentioned McPhee and Young. They're both kind of going through some injuries right now. What have you seen from them the past few weeks?
We're assuming that they're going to play. You know, I think everybody's got the little nicks and the bruises that you deal with this time of year. But, you know, it's not obvious to me that they've been nicked up when they're on tape. They're very good defensive linemen. They set the edge well. They pass rush well. And they're really tough to block in the run game.
Pat, what do you think has made Adams so successful in this offense this year?
Well, Adams is a guy that every day he comes out on the practice field, he works at getting better. And, you know, that's really important as a route runner. And I think as time has gone on, he and Sam have developed a relationship because Sam will see in a ball game what he sees in practice so they can develop that timing and rhythm that you need to have to be effective throwing the football. And I think that's what you get, guys kind of playing together and guys doing their jobs at a high level, and it shows up on Sunday.
What mentality do you see from Adam? He had said he can probably get annoying to you or to Sam asking for the ball at times like game days, you know, just kind of having that competitive.
Well, I wouldn't say he doesn't really ask for the ball. You know, I think it because he's such a good route runner, the ball sort of goes his way, you know, and I think, you know, it goes back to trust. I think if the quarterback trusts what you're doing as a receiver and he's seen it over and over and over and he knows where you're going to be at what time and at what depth, you know, you tend to catch more balls.
What's made the relationship between you and Bradford so successful over, you know, the course of when you guys have been together?
Well, it's been our relationship started, obviously, when he was a rookie. And, you know, we were sort of growing together. I was growing as a coordinator. You know, he was a first-round pick rookie, Heisman Trophy winner, and a guy that had a lot of success. And so we just kind of developed we communicated. And I think that's the key to our relationship is we're constantly communicating about things that are good, about things that we like, things that he sees that might make us better. And so there's a constant communication, and I think that's the foundation of all relationships. And, you know, I think it's really good for us and for him when he plays well, and he's had a good year to this point. There's certainly things we need to get much better at, and we just got to just keep working at it.
What do you want to see him?
Well, I think, you know, he's been here, you know, it was kind of a quick transition, him getting here and getting up to speed. And we've all seen, you know, what his talent level is. And I think is hopefully just another year in this system with these players, his teammates, and whoever new we add. And you just, you know, try to be one year better.
Without playoffs a possibility anymore, what was kind of your message to the offense, and what do you want to see out of them this month?
Well, it's like every week, you know, we set a short time horizon. I think I've said that before in here. But that's Sunday against the Chicago Bears. And playing football is what we do. Coaching football is what we do. And we get one more opportunity to do it this year. And, you know, next year's not guaranteed for anyone. So I think what we tried to do was put them in the moment, you know, focus on the preparation that it takes to go out and play winning football, and then go out on Sunday and try to do what we can to put a winning performance together.
You view this as another audition for yourself to potentially keep that
that role?
No, I don't. I don't. I think I view this as another opportunity to try to do what I can to help put the players. The coaches and I are trying to put the players in the best possible position they can be in so that we can go out and score points and win a football game. And that's really what our focus is.
Ben, are you, you know, anticipating, expecting to be named to, you know, have that interim tag taken off?
There hasn't been any conversations about anything. Again, most of what we're talking about is the Chicago Bears. You know, and we go through this process on a weekly basis. You know, you play the game, you quickly assess what happened, and you move on. You know, after the final game, you then assess what happened during the season, and you move on. So that'll all happen down the road. Right now, our focus is the Bears.
For Cordero, what do you think needs to happen to have him be more effective as a downfield receiver rather than a guy who's getting just a lot of things at the line of scrimmage?
I think he just needs to continue to play wide receiver. And, you know, when he gets his opportunities, he's got to make good on them. You know, he did have one the other night against Green Bay, you know. And so, you know, he's having his opportunities, and he's done some really nice things for us this year, you know. And it's, you know, he's still, even though he's been a few years in the league, he just needs to keep developing as a route runner, keep competing, and then keep trying to get that trust built with the quarterback, and it'll come along.
Good. All right, guys.